Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, May 7. Coming up, flash flood warning in effect for all parishes, Portland Municipal Corporation to get new building, and Finance Minister welcomes Jamaica's first prepaid MasterCard. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica has extended a flash flood warning for low-lying and flood-prone areas of all parishes until 5 p.m. today. This warning means flooding has been reported or will occur shortly. The heavy rains, which began over the weekend, are being caused by a trough currently across the island. Unstable weather conditions affecting most parishes should gradually improve by Tuesday. Meanwhile, motorists and pedestrians are being advised not to attempt to cross flooded roadways or other low-lying areas as strong currents are likely. Residents in low-lying areas should be on the alert for rising waters and be ready to move to higher ground. And the Overseas Examinations Commission, OEC, wishes to inform students that secondary exams scheduled for this week have not been postponed. Director of Marketing and Communications at the OEC, Trudy Ann Riley, says students affected by the current inclement weather are being urged to make every effort to get to their designated examination center as early as possible ahead of their exam. However, if students are unable to get to their designated center, they are advised to visit the center nearest their home to sit their examination. For further information, persons may contact the Overseas Examination Commission at 876-618-3721 or 876-929-1571. Plans are underway to construct a new building to house the operations of the Portland Municipal Corporation. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie made the announcement at a special meeting of the parish council held recently.
The cost of this construction will be borne by the ministry and the municipality. We can't do it alone from the ministry because of the demands that is there for other such facility. This quarter of the year going down later in this year, that we will be well advanced with the drawings and everything that is going to be required for us to commence this long overdue construction of a new municipal building for Portland.
Some offices have been relocated outside of the municipal building to a rented facility. During the meeting, the minister also presented a tablet computer to Port Antonio Mayor Councillor Paul Thompson, as well as 9 councillors and 7 poor relief staff members to aid in the effective execution of their duties. And Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nadja Clark, has welcomed Alliance Financial Services Limited, AFSL's, introduction of Jamaica's first and only prepaid MasterCard. The card allows persons to load MoneyGram remittances and other cash safely and securely for use anywhere MasterCard is accepted. It also enables users to access services such as mobile bill payment, electronic phone top-ups, payment at point-of-sale devices, and to transfer funds between cards. Dr. Clark says the card's introduction is consistent with the ministry's policies, which are rooted in achieving economic independence for citizens.
A prepaid MasterCard sits at the intersection of all of those objectives because it surely allows for the protection of the vulnerable, and it definitely allows for an acceleration in economic expansion by enabling business and individuals to transact.
Dr. Clark was speaking at the unveiling ceremony held at the Courtyard Marriott in New Kingston recently. The prepaid MasterCard is a result of a partnership forged between Alliance Investment Management through AFSL and American entity MasterCard Incorporated through its Jamaica Country Office. It will become available at AFSL's MoneyGram outlets as of May 11. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.